say you put carry plow points to the blacksmith shop.
Yeah, and he come maybe a wet time, you know, when it didn't rain and they couldn't plow, working the field. Well, here they go, you know, with their plows and their hoes to the blacksmith shop to get them sharpened.
How would they sharpen them there? Did they have a...
Well, he had an anvil that he, well, that's where he hammered things. And I don't know, he had something, you know, that he sharpened the plow points with.
Did you have anything in the house to sharpen knives with?
At home?
Yes.
Well, we use a file, you know.
Always a file.
Yeah. I had a file, yeah.
Did you ever hear of a round rock that they would
brown
turn?
Brownstone, yeah.
Brownstone.
So. And they'd grind their axes on that sometimes. My daddy had one. Well, my husband had one. It was his daddy's grindstone. And if we didn't go off and leave that, and we left Decatur Pen, and I told him, I said, you ought to go back and get that. When he went back, of course it wasn't there, and we left the big kettle, hey, that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that.
How about the small stone or rock that you would
a use? Wet rock.
It's a wet rock.
Yeah, now they would sharpen pocket knives on that.
I see. Uh-huh. How about his razor? How would he sharpen that?
Well, hey, let's see. He gets somebody to sharpen his razor. He does stuff. One of those, you know, with a handle, and for a long time, you know, and had a blade.
Mm-hmm.
And straight blade razor is what they call it. Then,
yes.
he got to using safety razors.
Mm-hmm.
And I could shave his neck when he started using them. I wouldn't risk myself a bit.
Yes.
I said, I'm bringing them up to your head. I wouldn't trust myself a bit at all.
Would he have something that he would go like this and sharpen?
Oh, razor strap, you're thinking of.
That's it.
Well, I don't know if it was a strap or not. They always call it a strap. Razor strap.
Now, that's, yes. That was for the straight razor.
Yes, that's for the straight razor.
I see. Did he have a special mug that he would use for?
Yeah, a mug or a cup or something, you know, maybe break a mug and then just use a cup or glass or whatsoever.
And a special thing to
mm-hmm. brush.
A brush.
Put the leather on.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember what they call the thing that looked like an X, a series of X's put together, and they would put logs on it to saw? It would hold logs up so that it'd be easy to saw.
Hold logs up to be sawed?
Yes.
Well, like a rick or something like that. Wasn't that what you call them, or was it?
I don't know. It looked like, you know, a lot of X's. Boards nailed together in an X form. And they put logs on there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, really, I don't know what they call them.
Or an A-frame, looks like a letter A,
mm-hmm.
and they put boards on top of that. I wondered if you'd ever use that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't quite remember that. I know, I'm pretty sure I've seen it, but they were things like lots of things used. That,
did you ever hear anyone say a farmer would build an extra room to his house, and somebody might say, well, that looks like a jackleg carpenter.
Oh, yes.
Hear that?
If he didn't do a good job of it, that's
what it meant?
That's what they would say. Yes, they still say it too.